Several Democrats mulling a race for governor have said that if elected, they would push for a restoration of collective bargaining rights. But Falk's commitment was ironclad yesterday.
Yes, I have said that I will veto a budget bill if it does not have collective bargaining. I have been saying that regularly and often.
Falk says she gets asked regularly by critics of Governor Scott Walker what can be done to undo Walker's policies.
And I've said the way you undo his damage is the same vehicle by which he did the damage. He abolished 50 years of collective bargaining rights in a budget repair bill. The way you restore them is in a budget bill.
Falk spoke while flanked by teachers at a Monona press conference where she was endorsed by the Wisconsin Education Association Council, or WEAC. Union President Mary Bell said Falk earned the endorsement because she'd make public schools a priority.
She respects educators. She respects workers. She respects the role of unions and collective bargaining in problem solving and finding solutions to the tough issues we face.
The state Republican Party issued a statement saying the union's endorsement coupled with Falk's veto promise reeked of pay for play. A hardline pledge to veto any budget without collective bargaining rights could set up a lengthy standoff at the Capitol, given the possibility of divided government next year. Republican assembly leaders have said there's no way they'll pass a budget that restores collective bargaining rights. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.